Farmland in Clearview Township could be the future home of an aerospace defense radar receiving station, according to Canada's Department of National Defense, DND, with the system possibly completed by 2029. The preliminary receiving site acquired by the DND is located at 2225 Side Road 15 and 16, about 30 minutes west of Barrie. It includes 288 hectares of agricultural land. The property also consists of some wooded areas on the east side and is bisected by a creek. On the DND's website requesting public feedback on the project, the proposed site overlaps with provincial areas of natural and scientific interest, ANSI, and falls within the regulated area of the Nottawasaga Valley Conservation Authority. The surrounding area consists predominantly of agricultural land with limited recreational and commercial uses, the DND says. As part of Canada's $38.6 billion plan announced in 2022 to modernize North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, over the next two decades, the DND announced the selection of the first transmit and receive sites for the Arctic Over the Horizon Radar, AOTHR, project on July 17. 3 years ago, then Nipissing Timiskaming MP Anthony Rota told Bay Today that new NOTAD investment will not only benefit North Bay but it will be felt across the country. When we look at what's going on in North Bay, NORAD gets much more importance because it is gaining much more of the headlines, and it is something we realize how important it is with the Russians looking at expansion and looking at different things, admitted Rota. When you talk to the people that work in NORAD here in North Bay, and on a regular basis, they are monitoring and noticing these Russian planes, and they see they are encroaching on Canadian airspace, and that is something that is very important to keep safe. One of the other things, too, is that a lot of the new equipment and investment is going into innovation, and as we see innovation increase, what we are seeing is new products and new technology being developed right here in Canada, and that is something that not only benefits the military, but it benefits all of us. Rota believes the NORAD funding could lead to expansion at CFB North Bay, which could mean more personnel calling the North Bay area home. CFB North Bay is very important. It is a crucial part of our defense system, and the extra funds will help NORAD expand, and that expansion will take place in part in North Bay. And as far as new personnel, as you expand and get bigger, it seems to be a logical progression, said Rota. See, Rota and 22 wing officials excited about NORAD funding. We're committed to investing in infrastructure at CFB North Bay as well. And it remains an important hub of CAF operations and key to the Continental Defense Mission, National Defense Press Secretary Simon Lafortune told Bay Today last year. C. Construction begins on new NORAD Quick Reaction Alert Facility in Bagotville. Meanwhile, the selection of the first two sites sets the foundation for further development and expansion and is a major milestone toward reinforcing Canada's security and sovereignty in the Arctic, the DND says. The mission of the Canadian NORAD region, CANAR, is to provide aerospace surveillance, identification, control, and warning for the defense of Canada and North America. Meanwhile, there is no working relationship between the local government in the area and the Defense Department. Council has very little, if anything, to do with the radar site, Clearwater Mayor Doug Measures told Barrie today. He said council is not part of the process at this time, because it's a DND project. They purchased the land, and they notified us that that's what they are going to be doing, he said. So, there is no input from the municipality specific to the site that they've chosen. The AOTHR project is anticipated to reach initial operational capability by the end of 2029. The project will ultimately require four sites to be fully operational. Two transmission sites and two receiving sites, according to the DND. For a permanent transmission site, the DND acquired 163 hectares of vacant property in the northern part of Thistle Trail, slightly north of Bexley Township in the city of Kawartha Lakes. The DND began a public engagement period, which included virtual and in-person information sessions and town hall meetings. It runs until Sept. 15. These sessions will provide more in-depth information about the sites and allow the public to provide feedback and ask questions about the AOTHR project, the DND says. Additional information and registration details will be available on the DND website. It says initial work is anticipated to begin at the Kawartha Lakes and Clearview sites in the winter of 2026. The public feedback website also supplied information reassuring the safety of residents and visitors in the proposed Clearview area. The areas surrounding the sites will comply with the national safety standards for human exposure to radio frequency electromagnetic fields established by Health Canada, the DND says. This includes fencing being installed around the sites to ensure the public is not exposed to potential hazards. There are no known adverse human health effects associated with the receive sites, the DND says. According to the DND, at ground level for the transmission sites, hazardous radiation zones will be contained within the perimeter of the fences and away from human exposure. And, there are no known adverse human health effects associated with this type of technology at distances beyond the perimeter fence. Up higher, at aircraft altitudes, the program will work with transportation authorities to put in place guidance and restrictions for affected airspace to keep human exposure to electromagnetic fields within the safe levels per the Health Canada standards, the DND explained. An area of farmland in Clearview Township slated for a proposed radar receiving site to be built by the Department of National Defence as part of Canada's NORAD security commitments. Image supplied.